Matt, can you hear us? Got you on mute there. Give me one second. Matt, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
All right. We are now joined by tonight's race crew chief, Matt McCall. We're going to go right to questions here for you, Matt. I know you got to get out of here. So we're going to take our first one from Tom Zalewski. Go ahead, Tom. Tom? All right, we'll go to Dustin Long. Dustin.
Thank you. Matt, this season you guys have, it seems like it a lot of times, gone for the longer runs. Tonight it paid out. I think, you tried it at Darlington, got some stage points in that first stage. It proved helpful. Maybe didn't work as well a little bit later on with the way things went. How much has that been, or why is that as much the strategy, or it seems to be the strategy this season for you guys?
Well, I mean, the second stage, we tried to pit early and it was a disaster. Everything went wrong. So it's like one of those things. Most of the time our long run speed is pretty good. And short pitting, obviously, if you're racing, first or second, it makes a pretty big difference. But, we've been fifth through eighth or ninth or whatever it is at that point in time. At least gives you options later in the race. Obviously, Darlington's a little bit outlier to be able to do what we did there. But just gives you more options if the caution was to come out. And today it was just one of those things. It was the 24 obviously did it in the second stage. It made it really, really good. So I was surprised that they pitted so early, because once we got to the lead, the lap times were within a few tenths of what the fastest you could run on new tires on a green flag stop. So it just made more sense for us to keep running at that point in time. So that was why we sort of stuck to that.
So how early was that again when you're deciding, or is that as much in the back of your mind going into the race, that second stage, that stage you want to run a little bit longer?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it depends on like the caution following made that a little bit different there to where it ended up being 70 laps or whatever it was. I think it's all dictated by where you think you are. We had lost so much track position from the end of second stage and then the pit stop. We had a hiccup there. So, I mean, we had lost a ton of track position. We got put in a spot where we felt like our car was fine when we were clean air. We'd catch a group of cars and then it was jumped again. So it just gave us, almost opened the invitation to keep running as well,
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, now we'll go to Tom Zalewski. Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, Ross. Sorry for the mix-up earlier. Matt, what was it like guiding Kurt through those final restarts? I mean, three of them in the 15-lap window. Are you stressing? Are you having to keep calm? What any adjustments you're thinking about? What's going on at that point?
No, I mean, he's a veteran, right? And he's a machine when it comes to restarting. And he was on a mission tonight once he got a chance to taste clean air. And he knows how good clean air is. I mean, it's just obviously, once you get to the lead, you don't want those cautions to fall, but his restarts were on point tonight. I mean, shift points, and obviously must have been really, really good. It looked like we could almost clear before we got to the start-finish line there, so that worked out really well.
Good.
Next up, we'll go to Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Matt, I was just curious that when it was apparent you guys were sitting pretty and that caution came out, were there any flashbacks to Daytona last summer and saying, all right, maybe the racing gods are on my side for a change tonight?
Well, I mean, honestly, the past 3 weeks, at Darlington, the caution fell our own spot. Richmond the same way. I mean, not that we've had winning cars, but we've had, easily could run top five at most of them if it plays out. And, for one time, it was a joke today on pit road. I was like, I'm just asking for it to happen one time for us to feel like we're on the good side of it. Today it paid off pretty big. So the ones where they hurt just a little bit for a couple spots are not near as gratifying as this is.
And on a personal level, being able to bring Kurt the victory at his home track after 22 tries in his career, what does that mean to you on a personal level?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty big. I mean, he beats himself up when he comes here and he talks about how bad he is, but he just literally ran wide open for 25 laps. So he was on a mission. I think he doesn't give himself enough credit. He's obviously an amazing race car driver. And we're lucky that he's able to critique us every week, because he was already critiquing after the race. So we know what we got to work on for the next time. But yeah, it's pretty special, right? I mean, a guy that's from here to be able to get a win here that he's been chasing for a long time.
Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Jerry Jordan. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Matt, congratulations to you guys tonight. How much of a relief is it knowing – I mean, I know you're going to prepare and you're going to go out there and race, but how much of a relief is it you don't have to worry about Dega and you don't have to worry about the Roval? You guys are locked in.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, Kurt's obviously really good at Talladega, but anything can happen, right? And, you know, Daytona Roval, we were okay. So going to Charlotte Roval, you think you would be all right, but you never know, right? And you, how you have to run the race when you're in a spot that we were such in a deficit to starting the points wise, and then not to get any stage points tonight, it was going to be an uphill challenge for sure. So not that those races don't mean anything. Really, now we're just racing four stage wins and the wins until we get to Kansas.
Do we have any final questions here for Matt? No? All right, Matt, thank you again and congrats.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.